Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, Ben Roethlisberger was a nightmare nearly two decades. I'm going to get into that here in a second. Lima, Champions Pose.
What do we got?
Addition by subtraction on George Pickens. You said it yesterday morning when we had to announce it because we were talking Cavs, and then real quick we were like, hey, George Pickens has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys. And you said, well, I know how this is going to turn out. Our friends over there in Pittsburgh are going to say addition by subtraction. And Pony puts out in the morning, sources, addition by subtraction for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aditi was on their show, said it was a total win in this trade for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We even found more people willing to say it. Here's the Dan Patrick Show.
The Cowboys roll the dice. They make a move here, and Steelers get a third-round draft pick. It might be addition by subtraction if you look at what George Pickens has meant to this team. But Pittsburgh's got to do a whole lot better when it comes to wide receivers and quarterbacks.
What does Lewis Riddick on NFL Live on ESPN have to say?
Look, there comes a point in time where it's just not a tenable situation anymore. They just feel as though that the talent does not warrant them tolerating whatever issues that the player was causing. And they just say, hey, look, it doesn't really matter what it looks like on paper. To us, we feel as though this could potentially be, quote unquote, an addition by subtraction type of situation.
Oh.
So maybe Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith really do feel as though, hey, look, we'll be able to make do. It may not look exactly the same. Yeah, George Pickens is a wonderful talent. But when we look at it in its totality, this is what's better for the football team, although everyone who is a fan of the Steelers and everyone who studies the Steelers from the outside looking in goes, this does not make sense.
Tone, addition by subtraction.
There is no doubt there is an overlap. We talked about this earlier with the Ty Jerome stuff and Darius Garland, where people are saying things that conflict. There's no doubt that there is an overlap of Steeler fans who are like, oh my God, Pickens and Metcalf. Oh my God, who are now saying addition by subtraction. He was a mess. He was a clown. He was sabotaging the team.
Well, now it's Brandon Ayuk. Mike Florio was on, and I go, what year is this?
Yeah.
You guys have been talking about getting Brandon Ayuk for 3 years now. When are you going to?
Seems like 80% of the league.
This fake trade
has been talking about him.
We've been talking about getting him here as well for the last how many years? And then the Aaron Rodgers stuff where Florio was over there and saying that, and this is what they're going through. Because, hey, we got our own problems over here. I get that, but I don't think they're much better off, to be honest with you. I'm kind of starting to wait for the other shoe to drop with all this, where Florio's saying that Aaron Rodgers is waiting to sign a contract now. Before, God, he was waiting to introduce it on the Pat McAfee show.
Right. Which one, though? They didn't say.
No.
He is on every day.
First, he was waiting for a wide receiver trade. Then he was waiting to do it on the Pat McAfee show. Now he's waiting for it for May 14th. Because he doesn't want the NFL to front load a bunch of primetime games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The dead ass, guys, I'm not making this up. This is dead ass serious theorem from Mike Florio, who grew up a Steelers fan over there at 93.7. This is real stuff that they come up with. And I'm like, this is waiting for Godot over here. Like, you guys, my God in heaven. And I think, what if he just decides that he really doesn't want to play football? And he just doesn't want to come back, and that's it. And he just wants to make damn sure he doesn't want to come back, doesn't want to play for the Steelers. And I'm thinking, you got Mason Rudolph there. And you got Will Howard there.
Does Aaron Rodgers change? Like, if tomorrow they add Aaron Rodgers, what are you adjusting their win total? I mean, I say maybe a game, maybe a couple games.
What is their over-under right now? Do we know? It's probably 8.5. Standard?
Yeah, they probably haven't budged on that in 10 years.
Their win total has to be, I'm guessing, 8.5.
You know what? I said 2 wins. I wouldn't. If it was 8.5, I'd say maybe a game, maybe 1 win. Okay. Doesn't really change my thoughts on their standing in the division.
No.
Or the conference, my guy.
I find them to be a 500 team.
They're not tremendously
they
closing the gap on the Bills or the Ravens or... obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're a 500 team, and frankly, I kind of hope that they're around a 500 team then. Because
they can
don't
never
have,
get the guy they want.
Well, because they don't have the draft wherewithal we have. So I don't know what we're going to be, but if we're not going to be that great, at least, or we are going to approach more wins, you almost have to have more wins than three games last year, then at least you'll be able to have the trade capacity to move up and get a quarterback if you need it. I don't want them to naturally fall into their quarterback situation. However... you wanted me to bring this up. I'm going to bring this up. Will Howard, they're loving Will Howard. He was begging to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. If Will Howard is good, will it be worse than Big Ben? I think 1,000 times worse than Big Ben. Almost innumerable ways can I say would it be worse than Big Ben if Will Howard's actually good? Because, I mean, there's evidence. There's audio evidence. There's written evidence. Like, I was a kid when Ben Roethlisberger was coming out of college. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. But was I watching a lot of Miami Redhawk football as a child? No. You knew that this big quarterback, this big strong-arm quarterback was there at Miami of Ohio. I didn't know about the NFL the way I know now. There's a lot of things that I can just say I'm naive on when I was a kid. And yeah, the Browns passed on Ben.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Roethlisberger, but we know now Big Ben was not a Browns fan the way he claimed he was. That was a troll. They went after Kellen Winslow and you know about everything else there. But yeah, I don't even need to say that. So it's bad, and it was a nearly 20-year siege. But we had every chance in the world to go out and get other quarterbacks and jump into the fray. We weren't able to. Ben Roethlisberger didn't stop. Like, we were inept on our own. Ben Roethlisberger didn't stop us from making some of the right decisions. We made our own poor decisions. This, I just feel would be worse. This guy played at Ohio State. He was right there. He did not have the big arm. He's got the big body. He's got the big size. He is a great athlete. Ben Roethlisberger was a much better athlete than what I want to give him credit for. He was able to take off and run. He had a much better arm than what Will Howard does. But if Will Howard ended up being the next big thing in the NFL, I'd be sick. I'd be clutching pearls every single Sunday, sick to my stomach, if Will Howard went out there and had a perennial all-pro career and led them to great things. Because I don't think a team, there's a lot of teams that just deserve to luck into finding their quarterback. I don't want a team like Pittsburgh to luck into finding their quarterback. It would kill me if they were a team that ended up doing well with Will Howard.
Even though obviously Browns fans, there have been a bunch of them who are also Buckeye fans who have been saying all along that he was the best. Yeah, after Cam Ward, everyone's like, why aren't the Browns talking about this guy? Has the physical, you know, measurements.
We were missing out.
He can run. You saw what he could do in the national championship run. We don't talk about the Michigan game, but after that, he went on a crazy run. Like, what looks like his arm strength's fine. Why are people bagging on his arm strength? Like, we got so many of those people that, yes, those people would lose their minds more than everybody because they'd be like, come on, he was a Buckeye. How could you not scout this? But where he got taken, what round was it that he actually got taken?
I thought it was six, right?
And by the way, he got taken behind Kyle McCord, who did not win a national championship at Ohio State.
And who I didn't like coming out.
Yeah. So that Kyle has the arm that and the quick release that maybe some of these NFL teams would salivate over, but clearly they weren't salivating over him either. So it would be the all-time dumb luck. That's what it would be. Because the Steelers don't believe in him all that much either. Just like, you know, that happens. That happens. The 49ers didn't. Who knows how much they truly believed in Brock Purdy.
It bothers me. It bothered me because I knew I like Jack Sawyer. I like Will Howard. We have more audio to play of these guys coming up at 7:45 because Lyman might turn my opinion on something that I'm a big traditionalist, and it's hard for me to go the other way, but I might have to do it. When they took Jack Sawyer, I couldn't help my response. It was before the Browns took Shedeur Sanders. You and I were sitting at the bar together. What was my response? I was almost physically ill. The look that could sink a thousand ships, as you said, because I'm going, man, this is... I just think he's going to be a fine football player. I don't know if he's going to turn into Aiden Hutchinson or anything like that. I think he's going to be a fine football player that ends up probably drawing a pension in this league, getting another contract in this league, playing a solid 8 to 10 years in the NFL. I think that's the bottom for a guy like Jack Sawyer. I'm a big fan of his. A guy like Will Howard, I liked how he was able to rally those guys. So there's already a leadership there. And now I got to turn my back on him because they both play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then in some sick way, guys who I really liked, guys who I advocated for the Browns taking, guys that I think would make great pros. I don't know if Will Howard's going to make a great pro. I know he has all the intangibles of a great pro, but you got to be able to still throw an accurate ball and you got to be able to do it. I think it's harder for Will Howard than it is for Jack Sawyer. But guys who I thought, one who I do think is going to be a very nice pro, and the other one who has a very good shot at it, now I have to hope for their downfall. Because it would kill me. I didn't know anything about Ben Roethlisberger. I was a child. Mm-hmm. It was a different era for me. So I came into it, but I had no choice. Here, with Will Howard, we did shows taking calls about Will Howard. We had back and forth about Will Howard and how good Will Howard could be. The leadership factor, all these great things that we say about Will Howard. If he were to go out there and perform anywhere near the way that Ben Roethlisberger performed, I'll be hiding under this desk for the next 15 years. I'll be sick for the next 15 years. So I'll put it out there now for any of them out there, because I know a lot of Steeler fans listen to this because they ain't going to listen to them out there. They're going to listen to us. If you guys want me to be truly miserable, you better be hoping and praying for this guy. Because I will be, unless Shedeur goes out there and plays extremely well, or Dylan Gabriel goes out there and plays extremely well, hey, then we'll have a back and forth, we'll have a battle. Because it's never really been where the Steelers and Browns are really, really good at the same time, except for like one playoff game, really. I'll have the battle. But if we're just the same old sorry situation at the quarterback position and that guy does well, it's going to be a bad day for me. And it could be a bad 10 to 15 years. So in a sick way, and it is sick, I got to root for him to fail. I got to root that they start him, and I got to root for the guy to fail. I got to turn my back on the young man, and I hate admitting that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.